Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Blah, 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 you know what time it is. They say life a bit tight tonight, boy, we diving in. We got Zach Amico, red dot, headshot, he's a sniper. The Puerto Rican point guard striking like a viper. Yo,
Lewis and Zach are back,
and it came to attack, spilling crack on the track, yeah.
Lewis and Zach are back,
yeah, the Zach and the rattlesnake spitting straight facts,
Lewis and Zach are back,
for the baby boy.
Lewis and Zach are back,
for them baby boys.
Lewis and Zach are back,
for them baby boys.
Lewis and Zach are back,
when they making noise.
Oh shit, baby boys, it's a Monday. You know what the fuck's up. You know what time it is. It's time for Lewis and Zach, Puerto Rican rattlesnake, king of things, coming at you like Cleopatra with the international superstar Zach Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
Chilling, brother. Feeling good. Feeling really good.
Yeah, man, it's going to be a great day.
It's going to be the greatest day of our lives, the greatest day of everyone's lives that are Gas Digital subscribers. Thank you guys for subscribing to Gas Digital. The only way to watch this show live, the only way to watch this show ad-free and uncensored is by going to GasDigital.com using that promo code LAZ. Save a couple bucks a month and support the show the number one way you can. Two incredible guests on the show. One of them is late. Not surprisingly. What the fuck is going on? How are you late?
Pregnant.
Lemaire, you fucking piece
Lemaire's
of shit.
Pregnant. Guys, it's a big deal.
You know him from the Panties in the Mouth podcast. He left us for Austin, Texas. I'm sure he is happy to be back in New York for a little bit. The great Lemaire Lee back on the show.
Yeah, yes. I am happy to be in New York, except for your inefficient travel systems.
Oh, come on, bro. Come on. You took a subway here?
I'm staying in Newark. I took a train all the way here.
Yeah. I would have picked you up. You should have told me. I live in Jersey.
What the hell?
Come on, Lemaire. Also from the Adam Friedland Show, a true legend, a real-ass podcast legend, one of the oh fucking G's, and people are so excited to have him back on the show. I'm excited to have him back on the show.
Thanks for having me.
The great Nick Mullen.
Hello.
On the Lewis and Zach Show, making his Lewis and Zach debut.
Yeah. Did you start the show just to commission a new theme song?
No, I started the show.
Next one, it's you and Zach. It's 45 minutes of theme song. 15 minutes of traffic and weather.
That's fine. I like it. It's a better idea. It's an easier show, to be honest. No, we took the word ass out of the title. Yeah. I'm sure it didn't affect you guys having cum in the title, I guess. But it probably did.
There was no algorithm.
At the time.
Well, there was, but we were never on like YouTube or anything.
Okay, so that was the thing. Yeah. It never affected you guys in any way.
No.
Yeah. So yeah, the word ass, you couldn't type it in. It was a whole to-do. So we're like, fuck it, let's see what happens with this. And now we get 75% of the viewers that we used to get. It's perfect.
Oh, nice.
It's nice. But we're growing, folks. We're growing. Go subscribe.
It's crazy.
To somebody channel.
There's like five guys that know what the algorithms are. Somebody had to like come up with the algorithm.
You said five guys. Lemaire got excited.
Yeah, right.
Me too, but for a different reason.
It's like somebody at Google, somebody at Facebook. Yeah. They're just like the Wizard of Oz, basically.
And they know how it all works.
Everything.
Yeah.
Like there's some guy that could see like, I don't know, like the Hawk Tua girl or the Bobby Altoff girl or any of these people.
Yeah.
And they know before anybody, they can do the math. Like in what's the wheelchair tits, guy movie? The scientist that was
Stephen Hawking.
Yeah, but the movie, you know, where he's like
theory of everything.
He can see all the things.
Yeah.
Or maybe I'm thinking of The Matrix.
Beautiful Mind?
The Matrix.
No. No, also, can you see all the things in, was the pill that he took?
Limitless.
Okay. He could fucking just see it all. And then also in Sherlock Holmes, they made that his thing too. Mm-hmm. When they did the new Sherlock Holmes, he like saw things like fucking Limitless.
Yeah.
Like,
well, it's a weird time to be living where there's all of these like conspiracy theories. Like the fires are happening. And I go on, I'm like, you know, what's on fire? I don't know the geography of Los Angeles.
McDonald's.
But I'm just trying to get the latest information. So I go on Twitter and I type in fires latest.
Yeah.
And then you get all these people that are like, someone want to explain to me why the trash can in this picture didn't catch on fire?
Yeah, wasn't there a picture of the Mother Mary? There was like a stone thing, the Mother Mary didn't catch fire?
I have no idea.
It's a rock.
Why is the trash can not on fire? Obviously the answer is that the fires were created by a laser controlled from space by Bill Gates. It's not just...
I thought it was created by homeless people and they don't want to light their homes on fire.
Yeah.
So the trash cans aren't catching fire.
Well, I'm guessing it's like there's a desire to see like contrivance behind everything. Mm. And then, but then they're like, it is. There is with this algorithm, and somebody had to come up with the algorithms.
Yeah,
and it's right there constantly. Well, there's
you think about the algorithm. There's an answer to like there's a guy in the world that can say, "Oh yeah, I'll just make Lewis and Zach rich because I know the algorithm," and they can just be like, "It's just."
That's what I mean. It's like the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, we got to find that guy.
Yeah,
we got to get him. Is it Lemaire?
We kind of we need it. What we need the four of us already work perfectly.
Yeah,
I personally, I'm a coward and an idiot and. I think I'm filled with oil.
Same quality.
Well, definitely, you're probably filled with oil. You don't need any more oil.
Yeah. So
you're
no, it's whatever not, they made munchos with.
You're not.
They yeah. gave you loose stools.
You're not the Tin Man, I guess. Yeah.
Dude, can we talk
the
about
big,
munchos?
The big, fat, piece of shit guy made out of... There's the Cowardly Lion, the Scarecrow, the big, fat piece of shit. Yeah, what happened to you? I don't know.
If I only had a foot.
Yeah, right. Yeah, diabetic. But yeah, what we need is a girl and a little dog, and she can take us there.
Yeah, maybe.
And we can ask him, you know, can we just have some of Shane's money?
It's a little bit of it. I think yeah. about it every day. Well, now it's Nate Bargatze's money is what I want.
Well, he's the wicked. Nate is definitely the wicked witch.
He's the wicked witch.
Shane is the good witch.
There's something about
the wicked
guy.
Witch of the right.
Yeah.
There's something about
think
Nate
about getting monkeys.
I don't really trust Nate Bargatze for some reason. It's like his new forehead. I don't like it.
You don't like it?
I don't like his new forehead.
Wow. You got a new forehead?
I don't know.
His forehead's mad different now.
You think so?
It's
you think
so shiny.
I think you know, he's got a haircut. That's what it is. He's got. That's a problem with Nate, and I love Nate. Nate's my son's godfather. He's one of my closest friends in the world, but it's like he's going, hey, man, I'm just an everyman. And you're like, you have a bazillion dollars. Nobody's buying that you're an everyman anymore. You need
think
to fucking.
When your son finds out that Nate's his godfather and he can conceive of what that means, that he'll kill you to go live with to go have Nate's money.
Doggy, if Nate doesn't have $1 million in a trust for James, that's insane.
Because
I didn't choose him to be my son's godfather when he was a bazillionaire. Yeah. I chose him
he had
when
just seen he was the a godfather drunk. And he was like, I'm going to try this out. Yeah. Whatever that means.
I was very inspired. Yeah, but I mean, fuck yeah. Nate, can we see Nate's forehead? Can we see an old picture of Nate and a new picture of Nate? That's old Nate.
Yeah, that's old Nate with bangs. Yeah.
Wait, that's not old Nate.
And this is new Nate.
Look at that forehead.
Yeah, he just fucking poofed his hair up. That's all it is.
That's not old Nate.
It kind of it
go
looks like
look up,
that's Creek in the Cave,
Nate. Yeah, no, go look up like 2011 Nate.
He's just hiling Hitler.
No, he used to look like Subway Jared.
Yeah, I don't believe in dinosaurs.
Oh, look at he's so young. Oh my God.
Yeah,
look at Nate. His first appearance on the Tonight Show.
Oh, yeah. He is just hiding his forehead.
And then he had the middle school glasses.
Yeah, the
rectangular ones.
And just Rex fucking specs. Squeaky clean, dude. Squeaky clean. Never said a curse word on like a podcast. Nothing.
Yeah.
Just
shit.
Fucking.
There you go.
There he is.
There goes that forehead.
Now let's see the new one.
He looks like a...
he probably just got. So he was hiding his head with those bangs and those cuts. Then he realized he was going bald, but now he probably got the fucking trip to Turkey.
You think so? You think he got some
I think
plugs?
Everybody went.
You know, you can turn his face upside down this and it would still
is,
fit on
this
his head.
This is Zach after we meet the wizard. And then he looks like that for maybe 4 days before he puts all the weight back on. The Wizard of Ozempic. That's how he goes. How about
Wizard
that?
Of Ozempic is really funny.
Thank you, Zach. Thank you. You were supposed to say that. You were supposed to say Wizard of Ozempic.
That was your role. yeah, dude. Fucking my kid, my son. Wizard of Oz is probably the one movie that still kind of holds up for kids.
Yeah,
you know, it's an old movie. Like you show kids any. Like I tried to show my son the Terminator, and he was just like what?
The original or T2. You got to start him with T2.
T2's ripped.
I started with T2, obviously. Yeah. The original's like, there's also a particularly hot sex scene in the original. They show Linda.
Kyle, right?
Yeah, Linda Hamill's tits. Great fucking tits, dude. Really, really nice. But no, I didn't show him that. That was rated R. PG-13 was the...
T2,
yeah. And that one's just fucking fun. That's how I am with AI, with ChatGPT. I treat it like it's fucking Arnold. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like my best friend every morning.
Dude, T3 has the babe. I'll say, dude. AI is spooky. I just thought about this the other day because, like, I wasn't. The dark web has access to AI too.
Is the dark web that still exists?
Yeah.
What is that again?
It's just the
internet. It's an internet with no algorithm.
It's just
that's the other thing I complain about. Like, you know, the algorithm. I don't even know if I'm complaining. I'm just like, whoa, you know. But without it, then it would be a lot of child pornography.
Well, the algorithm,
YouTube would just be whatever the latest uploaded video would be, and it would be a lot of like, I got this one through.
If there was no algorithm, this would still be real ass podcast.
It would be real ass podcast. Well, that's the thing. Algorithm sort of became
reviewing child porn.
The algorithm became what, like, you know, back when we were kids, you'd have to be like, all right, I'm going to sit down at 8 o'clock at night and Fox is going to show me The Simpsons, and you're like, oh, this is fucking great. Like,
was that focus groups?
Maybe. So it's like, it's almost like now it's sort of going back to that. It's like we're having these big companies tell us what we like and what is quality, whereas the internet sort of was to break that, right? The whole thing about YouTube and the internet was like, oh, anybody could fucking upload anything, and we could find the best shit. And yes, we all found child porn.
It used to actually be like a bunch of different guys. Now it's actually just one guy telling you what you should watch.
Yeah.
One of my friends is a teacher, and she said during the holidays, this is the first year, she gives them like a paint picture, the same picture to color. And this is the first year everybody colored the same picture. You know?
What do you mean?
Like it was like a cat. And like, you know how there's different color cats, but everyone drew a black cat with red eyes. You know?
All the kids did.
Yeah.
I don't believe this story.
Why don't you believe this?
30 kids all drew a black cat with red eyes?
Yes. This is what I'm telling you.
Independently.
This is what I'm telling you.
They all drew a stoned black cat.
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you. That's scary, right?
Kind of.
It's very scary because like the internet is taking away individuality and making everyone more the same.
Yeah. But I mean, that's sort of the way it always is, right? We've always sort of like...
No.
I think so. There was nobody that was an individual when I was in high school. It was like just like the groups of like... you know, your cliques or whatever.
Yeah.
I was an individual. I was nominated for most individualistic in my high school class superlatives.
Did you go to high school in New York?
I went to high school in Rockland County, New York.
Yeah. You guys are the algorithm. New York City, this is the algorithm.
I don't know what you mean.
This is the algorithm. We're in the algorithm right now.
We're in the algorithm?
Yeah. New York City decides what everybody else wants.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I'm talking about the algorithm.
Is there a thing that made the cat exceptionally appear black?
No, it's just...
Was it like selling catnip?
No.
It was fucking a fat white cat?
It's a Christmas cat from like Sweden or something, like one of their evil Christmas cats.
Oh, and that's like a cat that
evil.
It went viral,
but,
this cat.
But it's not even, it's just like a black, it's just like a color, a blank. There's no color in this picture, it's just all outlined.
It's a color in the lines assignment, and they could color it in any way
any
they
color
wanted.
They wanted,
and all the children colored it the same way.
Yeah. I think this person is trying to give an interesting story, and they told you the story.
It was probably two or three kids.
It was.
Yeah, I'm telling you, dude.
And
these
it was
kids
all of them.
They're tricked, dude.
That sounds like a female lie. Which
it does.
Is,
you
know, yeah, it really does.
The other, that's the opposite side of the universe from the algorithm.
I don't know. No, it's
female
not.
Chaos and masculine.
Female horseshit.
Yeah.
Algorithms are very masculine.
The algorithm is the truth compounded while females' ideas are...
The truth compounded till it's no longer a value to humanity.
Yeah.
I would say algorithms are very female because men care about what women say online too much.
I don't think
that's people reacting.
Yeah.
So that's not the algorithm itself.
I don't think guys care about what women care about anymore.
The algorithm feeds on the reactions.
We whatever happened, like I think there's like a whole, the internet has become like dudes being like, yo, fuck women. Like it's like the He-Man Woman Haters Club. Like nobody really gives a shit about what women say anymore. I think for a while, we thought the internet was going to be a way to get us pussy for a minute. And then all the guys who thought that couldn't get pussy on the internet. Like I can't at all. Lamar, are you on any of those like dating apps or anything?
No.
Yeah, I know you got ripped off, or you got not ripped off. You got what'd you get?
Swindled.
Scammed. I got swindled. I got
hoodwinked. Did you actually? Did you send the dick pic?
Yeah,
you were the one that sent the dick pic.
Yeah, I got hoodwinked on Snapchat.
Yeah,
yeah.
And did they release it?
What
no.
What
well,
happened?
I was talking to a lady on.
Hoodwink is an app to meet black girls on.
I was talking to what I thought was a lady on Reddit. And then she's like,
That's your first mistake. You think there's women on Reddit.
Yeah, meeting women on Reddit is...
You guys are wrong.
It's psychotic.
I've met
psychotic
you know what?
Behavior.
I take that
I've
back.
I've met women
everybody
off Reddit
needs
already.
To find somebody if that's, you know, if that
are
works
you,
for you.
Like yourself on Reddit, though? Are you Lemaire? Or are you just a random name?
I got two accounts.
Are you user/Baby James is gay? You fucking cocksucker. Is that who you are, you motherfucker?
No. My OnlyFans name is Colt, though. Magnum. Colt Magnum.
I created a Reddit account to pretend to be a firefighter in Los Angeles. I just want people to say thank you.
I'm a firefighter in Los Angeles. Ask me anything.
Yeah, I'm like, I'd love to respond, but I'm out here fighting the fires, guys. And then people are like, you're a hero. And I know I'm lying, but they say thank you to me, and it's genuine.
It does feel nice, right?
It does.
Just the words, thank you. Just like when people say, just get up every day and like say positive affirmations. It's like, what does that actually really do? It's like, no, you put the intention to the air. It's like, that's a stupid bitch mentality. Women fucking will get up every day, and she's like, I'm appreciative of my coffee. It's like, are you retarded? Like, it's not actually
I'm
anything.
Like that, though. In the mornings,
you give...
after about 10:30 a.m., things really start to fall apart.
Yeah, but the first
but
thing when you wake up...
5 a.m. to, about 10:30.
Yeah.
If I could just exist in that, that's perfect. Yeah. I get up before the sun comes up. I make a coffee. I go outside. I mean, you can't really see the sun come up in Brooklyn, but it gets light.
Right.
I'm like, that's great. I listen to the birds. I feel the wind.
Do you really do that every day?
Yeah.
Wow. I get up pretty early, too. I get up like 6:30 every day. And do you avoid like scrolling and shit when you get up in the morning? Or
I've started like just because I don't like I'm trying to be conscious of how much sleep I get, so I put the phone away.
I wake up at 10, praise God, roll tide, look at my phone for 3 hours, and then I figure out that I'm not going to do anything and play games all day. That's my whole day, every day.
That's okay. Playing games is okay because that makes you happy. The phone makes you sad. There's no algorithm in the games. A lot of people don't know that, but there's no algorithms involved in making a video game. I also should say at this point that I don't actually know what an algorithm is.
No, I don't either. I say the word a lot. I say it so much, you would think that I am an expert on the algorithm, but I don't really know what it is.
Yeah, I imagine it's some sort of computer-based Rube Goldberg device where you put in like...
boobs.
Yeah, boobs, and then out the other end comes like Drake's new album.
Well, when they tell you, like, when they if you ever look up how to do a Rubik's Cube, they say it's an algorithm, and then you're like, wait a minute, what? You need a computer to do a Rubik's Cube?
Yeah.
But it's just a series of numbers that give you results.
Shut up, LeMaire.
Yeah, don't fucking pretend well, we've had a lot of fun, but actually, it's
we've
just
been
a
around,
series
like...
of numbers.
Just because black guys are born with algorithm.
There you go.
There we go.
There you go,
I tell you guys about this evil AI I've figured out about. It's crazy.
What is it? Tell me.
It's called Whisper of the Beast.
Okay.
And it just like... it's this guy online.
Is another person tricking you into showing your penis?
No, dude. This guy.
Wait, what happened with Snapchat? So, you met somebody on Reddit.
Yeah.
Which subreddit was it?
Hey, let's take a quick moment and thank smallbatchcigar.com for supporting today's show. We love Small Batch Cigar. Genuinely one of our favorite sponsors. They give you exactly what they sound like. They give you cigars in small batches delivered right to your door. I'm not a big cigar aficionado, but I like to smoke a cigar once in a blue, and they make it really easy because I don't know shit about cigars. If you go to their website, they have so many new selections. They have all the classic selections that you guys are looking for, and they make it very easy to get into smoking cigars.
That's right, and they have free shipping on every order, which almost every order comes within 2 to 3 days within the continental United States. It comes with the Bovita pack, so they're very fresh, the most thorough packaging in the industry, and you get 5% rewards points instantly. And we have a deal for you, right, Lou?
An amazing deal for you. If you go to smallbatchcigar.com, right, use the promo code GAS10, you're going to save 10% off plus 5% rewards points on every order. They come with the Bovita packs. They come with the best, most thorough packaging in the industry. They're never going to get stale while they're in delivery. And I was going to say in utero. Guys, I'm retarded. Go to smallbatchcigar.com, use that promo code GAS10 for 10% off and 5% rewards points. All right, where were we?
It was something.
It doesn't matter.
It was an R for R, which is just Redditor for
retards.
Redditor.
Yeah.
So it's like a Reddit specifically for dating other Redditors.
Just for one times.
It's like it's casual. Yeah. We grew up with casual connections on or casual
missed,
encounters.
Missed connections or casual encounters.
Casual encounters on Craigslist back in the day.
But that was just prostitutes.
I got one. No. I got one.
Oh.
I had a casual encounter on Craigslist. The woman that I was working in a gym, a little on 34th and 8th, there was a Moroccan gym.
Yeah.
And I didn't do shit for the gym. This was before I worked at Equinox. I didn't know how to do anything. I just convinced them to give me the job.
Mm-hmm.
And I would just jerk off in my office all day. I fucking jerked off and I didn't shower the day before and I worked out. And I had dick cheese smell in the office. And my boss came in the office one time. He's like, what is this smell? And I was like, I don't know, man. It's weird. It was literally my dick cheese. But I would try to get casual encounters every day. I'd post. Mm-hmm. I'd fucking, we'd go on the road. Me and Big J would be like, we're entertainers in town.
Yeah.
And then I got a fucking girl to show up at my office and to fuck me in the office, and she looked a lot like LeMaire. She had the same hair, same skin color, yeah. Short,
so
fat,
you also
beard.
Tricked him. I can get pussy from this lady who looks like a guy as long as I dress up like a girl.
Doggy, it was wild. But yeah, it worked literally one time ever for me.
I think Casual Encounters is more for like gay dudes.
Well, yeah.
Like there would be posts, but I think it would be prostitutes mostly.
It was mostly
a few whores,
yeah.
And then gay dudes looking for anonymous.
You want me to give you
I never got into that world. The Craigslist free stuff section, big time fan of that.
Really?
Nice.
Just pick up free stuff.
I found you kind of don't even need that. You can just go find stuff on the street in New York. Yeah. I found a designer chair. No, it's not me. It's a $2,000 chair.
You go garbage picking.
I just happened by it. It was on Fifth Avenue.
You found $2,000 garbage.
Yeah, I brought it back to my office.
This is a poor thing that I still have in me. Like when I drive through New Jersey, if I see furniture,
but poor people don't know nice furniture.
Well, no, they don't know. I don't know nice furniture.
A poor person would walk by that and they'd be like, "Oh, somebody threw out a shitty chair."
Yeah.
I saw it and I was like, "That's."
That's good.
A nice chair.
That's good shit.
Yeah. Burberry chair.
But this is like for me, if I'm driving in Jersey, this is like a poor state of mind that I still have. If I see like a piece of furniture out there, I always slow down, like in my mind, think about picking it up and bringing it into my home.
But that's what you would go home with some like garbage
bed bugs.
Yeah,
that's all I can think about is picking something off the street. It's like, oh, it's probably out here because it has bed bugs on it.
Has anyone accidentally ever like picked you up thinking you were on a couch?
A beanbag chair. Yeah.
Ever been kidnapped? Yeah.
But oh, it's full of bugs.
Yeah, it's full of bugs. Yeah. It's actually, there's no filling.
Hopefully I can clean up this couch and use it.
Zach, you could be full of bugs, too.
Yeah, what was that
found
character?
Found
the
Oogie Boogie.
The Oogie Boogie. Yeah, Zach has Oogie Boogie energy. Pull up Oogie Boogie. This is how we all imagine Zach's innards are. Mm-hmm. Does Craigslist even still exist anymore?
Yeah. Yes, of course.
It does.
Yeah.
Get out of town. I mean, I almost feel like it's just a pointless thing.
Yeah, they took away a lot of the sex stuff, though.
Yeah, you can't get any sex stuff. Yeah, but no, pull up like Oogie Boogie with like, the
Why does he have dice?
I don't want to, like a student's drawing of Oogie Boogie, Shannon. You probably find a better version of the Oogie Boogie. Yeah, Craigslist doesn't have any of the fun stuff on it anymore. Right.
In the free section, you mean?
But do they have free? There's still a free section?
There's still the free section.
Well, my sister's trying to become. She hit me up the other day. She's so like
she's
dated.
Trying to become a robot.
She's trying to become a fucking. I don't even know what the word. A thrifter.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
She's watching Storage Wars, and she's like, we should go buy storage lockers. I was like, you're a fucking moron. Yeah. It was like everyone had this idea 15 years ago, yeah. And then when you look into it, that whole like thing is it's 99% of their job is buying valueless storage lockers and having to clear it out, and that's their whole lives is fucking having to take away shit that isn't worth anything.
You mean every single locker you buy doesn't have one item that you happen to know somebody who can appraise it?
Yeah, right.
no matter what happens that day.
Yeah, she's retarded. My sister, I was like, set real goals for yourself. Why are you fucking, you want to be a garbage picker?
Yeah. No, you got to figure out the algorithm. That's it. My next venture, I want to I don't even know if they make them, but like little cameras, little like, fucking cameras with wide, like a GoPro that's that big.
Yeah.
And you start a YouTube channel and you just flush those down toilets, like in public, and then figure out where that goes.
And see where it goes.
Yeah, see where it goes. People would watch that.
People would watch that. I watch cats.
100%
I'm
watch
flushing
that.
It this down the toilet at Penn Station and seeing where it ends up.
I watch videos of cats with GoPros on their necks. You ever watch those?
A stray cat? You put them on a stray cat?
It's not a stray cat. I think they're like people's cats.
Oh, okay.
Dude, just cats, to see what it does all day?
Dude, they're wild.
If
cats,
they're outside cats?
Cats are fucking... They live a very dangerous, sexy life, dude. It's wild, dude. It's just constantly fucking and just jumping from fucking just crazy like balance shit. It's really... Very intoxicating to watch those.
Cats live like comedians.
Yeah. I actually don't know what the dark web is. We used to have a producer here who would buy us drugs on the dark web.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never wanted to explore. I feel like as soon as you download a dark web browser, you're opening yourself up for some sort of crazy scrutiny.
You do, but like if you use a computer that's like not attached to anything with none of your information and a VPN, you're good. It's only those two steps.
So you have to completely hide your identity. But if you don't, there's
so
a
if you know how to do all this, why are you getting tricked on Reddit into masturbating?
Because it's easy to get scammed.
Have you been scammed online, Nick? With anything?
Never. I've never been scammed in my life.
with any capacity.
In any capacity.
You're sitting on my show right now, trust me.
I'm not paying anything, dude.
You've never been too horny, dude?
I've never been scammed. I mean that. I've never been scammed.
Really?
Yeah.
No way.
Nothing.
No, I got. Maybe I'm like risk averse or something.
That podcast with Style was pretty much a scam.
In what way? But then we were the ones doing the scam.
They were the scammers. Yeah, scam that Jew.
Fuck, you guys were scamming.
We were the ones collecting all the money to do nothing.
It's very beautiful.
Yeah.
Smart idea.
Fuck, you're a genius, dude.
Yeah, no, I get my refunds when I'm owed them. I'm a big chargeback guy.
You are?
Yeah, I will destroy a relationship with a company.
Do you not have ADHD at all?
I don't know.
Yeah, you have autism, not ADHD.
I don't think I have either.
I just got charged.
I think I'm just lazy.
I got charged $750 from Audi. I totaled my Audi a month and a half ago or 2 months ago, and I haven't called Audi yet to let them know to stop. Even though the bank paid them off the rest of the loan, they're still charging me, and it went through. And as I'm thinking about it now, I'm going like, I have to call Audi today and get that money back and make sure that in a few days they don't charge me again. And it's just not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta get an assistant.
I did get scammed one time, I just remembered, by a Korean man in Los Angeles.
What did he do?
I rented a room, and then he didn't give me the deposit back. And he said because there was, like, grime in the bathtub.
Was there grime in the bathtub?
It was a shared bathtub. It was, like, two other tenants, and I was there for 6 weeks.
Oh, so
and
that was his
and there wasn't. And he kept a $1,600.
And you didn't do anything about it?
There was nothing I could do. I could fly back to Los Angeles and go to small claims court.
You could learn martial arts.
Battle him. What I did was I made a mental note and I said the Koreans.
North and South. Know.
The worst part is like if that had been a white guy, I would remember his name and his face to this day.
Yeah.
And I would probably sit around fantasizing about like, you know, I don't for whatever reason I'm in charge of like the last ship off the island. Or I am like a Los Angeles firefighter, and he's like, please save my Airbnb. I'm like, we're out of water, buddy.
Wish I could.
But I can't remember that guy's name.
Yeah.
Or what he looks like.
Why? Is there a reason why they're out of water in California? Is that the...
I don't think they're actually out of water.
What is it? What is the problem?
I think there's water in different places.
It's privately owned. All the water's privately owned, and they're diverting it from...
Why don't you just fucking, at this point, just let it burn. It's fine.
I don't know. I don't actually believe that firefighting exists meaningfully at the level that's required with that.
No. I grew up with volunteer firefighters. They were retarded people who just wanted to have like a place, a clubhouse to hang out.
Well, have you seen a house burn down? You need like two engine companies and fucking, you know, ladders and shit. It's like 35 firefighters. That's like one house.
Yeah.
If it's an entire neighborhood burning down, they can go with the helicopter and dump.
It looks like it doesn't do anything. The helicopter does this crazy thing, and then they drop a bunch of water, and then it just keeps burning.
They just have to, there's a big fire, and they have to, like, clear an area around it so that it doesn't spread. But
The water evaporates before it even gets to
the
fire.
Heat from the, which would be pretty nice if you want to get a nice steam in.
Yeah.
Which I love. I really love me a steam. Mm-hmm. At what point do you, because remember back in the day when I was in middle school, they'd show you a map of what the United States was going to look like in like 2015. Mm-hmm. And it was like California was all underwater. New York was supposed to be underwater. Like all that.
It's 2030.
It was 2030? Oh, it's coming. It's coming still?
It's coming, yeah.
Show us a 2030 map.
2025, this year, is the start of all the bad stuff from climate change.
They say that every fucking year.
They don't say that every year.
Climate change isn't real.
They said it in
Trump
2008.
Won. Climate change is not real, dude. What are you talking about?
Climate change is one of those annoying things where it's like it feels like they like browbeat regular people about it all the time.
Yeah, like what am I supposed to do?
I can't do shit about it.
I stopped using hairspray once I lost my hair, but I did use hairspray for a long. I was destroying the ozone layer.
Climate change is a big problem. It's like, should I buy a Cybertruck then? Like, no, don't do that either.
This is 2030. So yeah, why don't they just let the fires burn until it goes all underwater, and then it'll naturally solve the problem?
But hold on, zoom in here. Los Angeles is fine. San Francisco is fine.
Yeah,
Lake Tahoe is fine. It's destroyed like Bakersfield.
It's created a giant river between cuts the United States in half. Utah is completely underwater.
Out of there.
Vegas, goodbye.
Yeah.
Shannon, can I get another black coffee, please? I'm on a 3-day fast right now, so
half of Arkansas.
Can only drink black coffee.
Indianapolis, Detroit's out of there.
Louisiana's pretty fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I kind of like that map better, though.
Where's New York in there? Are we okay?
Yes. It looks okay.
But what is this? This because the polar caps are melting and fucking, this is all from glaciers and shit. Shut up, Lemaire.
It's not
Lemaire, you're such a fucking lefty fag, dude. This is what happened, dude.
I'm no lefty, dude.
Oh, that's right. You moved to Austin. Everyone in Austin's a straight up fucking Nazi. Now, do you have guns yet, Lemaire?
Yeah.
You have guns?
No, I'm lying. But I like to say yes so people don't try me.
Yeah. Mm. Mm-hmm. You're not going to kill them.
You don't know that.
Can I have a coffee also?
Of course. How do you like
you
it?
You want to reuse the cup? Oh.
That doesn't matter. We're good. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Can I get a little bit of half and half?
Lemaire's mom's here. You. It's pretty sweet. Okay. We brought her in. Brought her in studio.
You have a new black slave.
You should get a gun. I would buy a gun if I lived in Austin.
Yeah.
When I lived there, I didn't have like gun money, but now...
Guns aren't expensive, are they? I think you can get,
I mean, they're pretty.
You can buy a used gun. I'm going to buy a used car. If I'm going to buy a used car, I'm going to buy a used gun.
A handgun right at the time shop. Was what, like $250, $300 or something like that? And this, I was 21. So
that's
it's
a
like,
lot at the
yeah,
time.
It's like 6 months saving up for like PlayStation 3. Yeah. You know.
But I've seen, like, yeah, there's guns that are like fucking $2,000, $3,000 handguns that are like.
I want like a very pretty hunting rifle.
Yeah.
To like establish like a family heirloom.
Yeah,
I think it'd be very funny if I had a family and then spend all the money, but I leave them like a very fancy gun.
I was at a gun shop and they had like rifles, like modern day rifles with bayonets on them. It's like, what's going to happen here? You're going to bayonet somebody?
Yeah,
that's fucking wild. Also, bayoneting and then shooting somebody seems awesome, dude. You fucking stick them, then bam. Is that what they do, or the bayonet's just a sort of, it's a separate thing?
I say for, like, charging, I guess, because they stopped doing them in, what, World War II? They stopped using bayonets?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe even one.
Why did they stop?
Because that's, like, the way they used to fight wars is they would use much bigger guns and up till World War I.
Yeah.
They used bigger, like, you know, like hunting rifles, basically, and they would fire volley shots. They'd go like 2,000 yards.
They stopped bayonet charges in basic training in 2010.
Oh, okay. All right.
Wow.
That feels like way too long.
The last major bayonet charge in the United States military was February 7th, 1951 in Korea. this get retribution for you getting scammed that one time.
Oh, yeah.
You should have bayoneted this Korean dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's the way to fucking get him back. That would be fucking just sick.
Yeah, skewer an Asian.
Yeah, but I feel like there's probably, you could just fucking have a knife in one hand and a gun in the other and you sort of get the same thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
I'd imagine they stop using them because fighting isn't so face-to-face anymore. They're probably further away.
Yeah, well, I think it's like, because, you know, they do the whole, like, charge thing, you know, and they stop doing wars like that. And they switched it where it's like running around through the... I'm just thinking of that scene from Band of Brothers.
I don't even know. What is war even like?
Parachutes and stuff.
I've no idea. Like, what is it like? Like, when you plan an attack, like, are you guys all in a... Like, the military today, are they in a line? They have a couple tanks with them, and they're all fucking, like...
I think what they do now is they go into, like, a town, and they go into a home, and like,
rape the wife.
They're like, are you guys terrorists? And they're like, we don't speak English. And then they kill the husband and set the house on fire, and then they go to the next house and do it.
I watched this one video. It was a drone. They dropped a grenade on, like, injured Ukrainians. It was like, these guys were like, no, 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 and this drone just went...
But is it like a drone like we fly?
Yeah, that's what I would have a hard time. You see that online.
Literally,
Ukrainian war videos where it's just like they have a camera on there and they just go up to like a truck and then just drop them.
Can we see that, Shannon? Pull up Ukrainian war videos with drones.
The drones just, now they're setting it up to be like suicide bombs.
Because I could kill somebody with a drone. I couldn't kill somebody hand to hand. If I like make eye contact with somebody and then bayonet them or fucking even shoot them. Like even shooting like a deer, like I would have a real hard time like just hunting.
Hearing, bah!
Yeah, it's fucking, I don't know why the deer would be baying like a sheep.
No, that's what happened, because they're screaming for their life. They're like, ah, ah.
I can't wait till we have technology where I can just have my own drone that follows me, like, you know, 15 feet back as I walk around.
They have that. I just saw a video just recently.
Oh, and then I can check on my phone to make sure I haven't shit myself. I'm always worried about that, and then I have to go to the bathroom. But if I just had a, like, I can just check real quick. I'm like, yeah, I'm good.
They have one, like, where it's like a camera where it's like it'll follow you around, like, a party or a wedding, and it's just behind. Mm-hmm. You can set up high, low, whatever setting it is.
So you
just
can follow yourself in third person, like GTA?
Yeah. Pretty fucking fun. That's what we're using our technology for.
GTA.
I can't drive. I can't fly a drone for shit though. I'm really bad at it. Yeah.
You got to get the VR one so you can just like feel like you're in the cockpit. Just like.
Yeah. I've seen like drone racing videos that look really fun.
They look pretty badass.
Yeah, it's like they're just going like 100 miles an hour through like fucking
warehouse.
Yeah,
those
pretty
are sick.
I have a video. I can't zoom in on it, so it's just little. So you're watching this little guy.
Oh yeah,
this guy right here.
This is the one. He's running away from a drone, I believe.
Oh, is he? Oh, that would be fun. Oh, he tried to throw something at it.
Yeah, he tried to because it's going to explode.
I mean, dude, if oh my god, did it get him?
Yeah, he got him.
Oh no!
Oh, he's, alive, he's up.
Oh, he's alive.
He's up. Bro's a warrior.
Yeah, dude, that guy's badass.
Dead. He's done.
Yeah, I think you just die. That's the other thing is I don't think you just die automatically. When you get shot, you have to like bleed out and fucking talk to God and think about your family for a while. Mm-hmm. That sucks.
That guy was like, no.
There's a whole YouTube channel that's just drones annoying homeless people.
Oh yeah.
They go to like campouts and shit or encampments. And it's just homeless people throwing shit at them, being embarrassed.
That's how the fire started. They were throwing Molotov cocktails at drones.
Dude, maybe. They were saying homeless it's because they were starting like garbage fires to keep themselves warm.
The homeless people? Yeah. That's what they're blamed. They need somebody to blame now.
Dude, but
okay, there's every other
excuse. Yeah, and they don't want to admit it's because they're destroying evidence from P. Diddy parties.
Yeah, probably.
What a good way to get rid of your homeless people, though. Is to have them self-immolate.
Yeah. I see now there's videos like it'll just be like it is a homeless person, like next to a dumpster fire, and some fucking rich bro comes up to him. It's like, "Yo, bro, you can't do this." Start beating the shit out of him.
Yeah.
Well, some people think it's arsonists, right?
Yeah,
Henry Winkler tweeted that it's arsonists.
There's got to be some arson. Though.
They said they found some arsonists.
Yeah,
if your thing is burning stuff, imagine if you were a pedophile and it's like it's the biggest child pornography event of the year. If there were just naked, like Los Angeles is being overrun with naked children.
Yeah.
And you would be like,
there's not enough water to quench my thirst.
This is my opportunity to fuck one of them while all the homes are evacuated. There's got to be guys out there that just want to burn something.
Yeah.
And everything's on fire anyway.
Now's the time. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah.
Do you think that they should be able to, if a house is about to go up in flames?
It has been interesting watching that turn into a thing that's like politicized right away.
Yeah.
Whether it's arson or not, it's like the chips just fall and it's so arbitrary. It's been arbitrary since like, I feel like the last 5 years.
Yeah, there's wildfires nothing has every year. This is the craziest it's ever been though, right?
Nothing has any connection to any underlying principles.
Except for that one Canadian year.
Well, Maui burnt like a motherfucker. I think Australia has
that
some crazy wildfires.
That was a direct energy weapon though.
What do you mean?
That was actually a direct energy weapon. Like actually like... The Maui fires are fake.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
Not according to The Rock.
To what end, though? Like, to what end? Is to,
I actually
so that
don't
they
trust
can,
The Rock
they
anymore,
can buy
dude.
The... They can take up all the real estate?
Yeah.
But they already have the money to do that.
Yeah.
You know, that's existed forever. You Here's know, it's like in the Goonies, rich people just come to town and they're buying all the homes.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like the rich people come into town and they're going to set the town on fire with a giant spaceship.
It seems like it's a lot more
they
money
already
to
have,
fix that,
exactly.
that problem.
They could just come in and they already did it. They've already done that. They
I
can already go wherever they want and buy whatever the fuck they want.
I
so it doesn't make any sense that they would like use a, you know, a satellite.
Maybe just like in the Goonies, we should let all the people from California raid wishing wells to get the money back instead of us donating money.
Unless it's owned by China and they refuse to sell it back.
I don't know what's going on, Lamar.
Yeah.
I think you have some crazy theories that
I'm just telling you
came
got,
up
you
with
got,
while you're
you
beating your dick
of,
to some random dude on the
you
internet.
Got a bunch of dangerous Austin, Texas style ideas that have no home up here in the Big Apple.
Let's take a quick moment and thank Yo Kratom for being a longtime supporter of this show. They fucking rule. They're the marquee sponsors for all things here at Gas Digital, and they've been the marquee sponsors for Skankfest for 4 or 5 years now. Genuinely the best sponsor in the industry. So if you guys are in the market for Kratom, you got to get it from YoKratom.com.
That's right. Stop going to bodegas, smoke shops, or gas stations and get a little bit of Kratom at a time. And when you do, you don't even know what it is because YoKratom.com has the best strains and the best customer service and the best deal in the world of Kratom. That's right, $60 for an entire kilo.
All you got to do right now is go to YoKratom.com. There's no promo code needed. Already the best deal. YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. All right, where were we? Should you be, if there's a house about to go up in flames, should you be allowed to loot that house and take all of its belongings because it's going to burn anyway legally.
Yeah, probably.
You think so?
Yeah.
Some if you people, save one person.
Texas people don't agree. Texas people are like, nope, property rights, it's my stuff still. It's going to burn before you could have it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not the guns. The guns are in a good safe.
Yeah, the guns are all going to be saved.
Mm-hmm.
What type of gun would you get, Nick, if you can get a gun?
Well, right now, a Super Soaker. I think that would probably be the best, given the circumstance.
Probably.
There's this thing called Range Day. I shot this gun called an AK-50 sniper rifle.
Oh, wow.
It's like an AK-47 mixed with like a 50 cal sniper rifle. It's like the only one ever. Nice. It was crazy.
Where was that?
Range Day. It's a big gun event.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Where
in
though?
Texas.
Oh, like, okay.
Yeah. That's it.
Oh, there's you.
I think that's Donut Operator.
Yeah.
That gun is crazy, dude. You shoot it, the whole ground moves. Like, you can lay down, you shoot it, and it's like all the dirt like lifts up. It's like crazy.
Is it ever too much? People in Texas are like, no, the bigger the better. They don't care.
You got to come shoot it, dude.
I've shot a sniper rifle
I shot that one. Dude, you gotta come to range.
I'm just gonna fucking tell lies like that bitch told you lies about her cat with red eyes about 50 students in the class. You'll believe anything, won't you?
I believe you, dude. But you gotta come to range day, dude. You had range day with Rule.
I would love to come to range day. You know what I don't want to do? I don't want to do a Terran tactical day. I think everyone who does that is a fucking jerk off.
Is that where you like run around like John Wick?
Yeah. And they fucking start shooting things. You do all this shit. It's like every fucking jerk off celebrity does that. Can't stand it.
It's kind of lame.
Yeah.
No, I want a hunting rifle. I don't even know if I want to shoot the hunting rifle. I just kind of want to clean it and be out in the woods.
Just on your porch?
Not on the porch, just being out in the woods and it's cold and I can see my breath and I have my hunting rifle. I speak German.
By the way, this is also how Nick dresses in the gym. I've been
wearing this hat since, this was a gift. This was a holiday gift.
Yeah.
This is a real trapper hat, but it's awesome.
You're just missing jeans.
Dude, I saw Nick, I was in the gym, I was at Lifetime Fitness, and I look over.
Did you know that we go to the Daniel Penny Lifetime Fitness?
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
I watched his police interrogation, and they're like, yeah, so tell us what happened before, you know, things got a little crazy on a train. They're New York detectives, so they talk like that. And he goes, I had finished classes in downtown Brooklyn. I guess he goes to Long Island University. And he's like, and I was taking the F train to the 23rd Street Lifetime. And I was like, oh, my God.
What?
I had no idea. I belonged to, like, you know, like an exclusive celebrity gym.
Level Lifetime Fitness.
Yeah, I guess it is. I mean, they should put that on out front.
It would make people work harder.
Yeah. I would say, you know, if I were Daniel Penny.
That should be a class where you get to choke out homeless people at Lifetime.
If I were Daniel Penny, I would be.
Only to Michael Jackson music.
I would be in Grand Central rebranding myself as a Michael Jackson impersonator. I'm going to give back to the world what I took from it. Yeah. It's like, you know, that would feel right to me.
Dude, I look over and I see a guy who I'm like, oh, that guy kind of looks like Nick Mullen, but he's obviously homeless and out of his mind.
Yeah.
Because at the time you were wearing, I can only describe as firefighter pants and a hoodie.
Firefighter pants.
They look like firefighter pants. They were like black.
Normally I don't do that. I was in a time crunch and I didn't have time to go.
He were wearing this hat while you were working out.
Marginally working out. I'm like recently back in the gym, so it's like it's just sort of going through the motions. And
it was,
what I hate, because
it was wild.
You know, you're old now.
Yeah,
I hate getting back in the gym, and now it's like I will be sore for probably like 17 days.
Yeah,
if it's like the first day back in the gym, and I do anything other than just like make the movements happen.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to be doing this.
But you were going very light.
I'm not doing this on the exercise bike.
But it was
working up.
Guys like me don't get sore in the gym.
And then you don't go to the gym.
Yeah.
Guys like me don't get sore in the gym.
Dude, I looked over and I was like, that guy looks like Nick. I was like, but no, it's not. And then I started going back to my workout. Then he taps me on the shoulder. He's like, oh, what's up, dude? I was like, it is Nick. That's insane.
I didn't tap you. I just came up to you. I said, hey, I'm not crazy. I'm not going up tapping people.
Everyone has to think you're a lunatic for wearing that hat in the gym.
Whatever, man. I don't give a fuck.
You don't give a fuck, dude.
I don't give a shit.
Fucking judge me, motherfucker.
That's the best part. That's what the gym. That's the only point of the gym. Yeah. You go there, act like a freak. I used to be, when I was younger, you'd see like the old guys. It's always like older Jewish men doing like some fake workout. They're always hogging the cable machine and doing like like taking the cables and doing something like this. Forehead it's like, cuts. Yeah, whatever, just some nonsense exercise.
Yeah, dude. I do the Heil Hitlers. I just grab the cables and like.
Yeah, and they're doing this and then going up on their toes with each rep. He's like, yeah, it's a whole body thing.
That's why you watch old ladies, dude. I literally want to kick him out of the gym. Dude, there was an old lady. I was on the leg. I was doing supersteps between the leg extension and the leg curl, right? And I'm doing a real workout.
But those guys, they don't give a fuck. And that's like, that's what I get out of it now.
You just not caring.
Just not
just being older, just not giving a shit.
Yeah, it's nice.
Dude, this woman comes up to me. She doesn't even come up to me. She just comes over and I'm doing supersets. So I have towels on both machines. They're right next to each other.
Supersets.
Which is, you know, it's pretty standard.
It's pretty standard. I'm using 5 machines at once. I've written my name on all of them.
I put a booger right on it.
Yeah.
This is my machine now.
Yeah, I've got a paint pen and I've written Lewis rules on everything in the gym.
Dude, no.
I went to the ladies' locker room and wrote Lewis's dressing room on it.
Yeah.
Well, I did, you can accidentally walk into the women's locker room about once or twice a year. Well, no, because I did it accidentally a couple times. You're looking at your phone.
Then
you look up and there's just girls' titties out and they're screaming.
I got a notification for the gym that said, I can't remember which location it was because I go to a different ones.
Yeah.
But there was a notification that we were like, oh, by the way, on January 15th, the men and women's locker rooms will be switched for the day.
Oh, yeah. I got the same notification.
And I'm like, that is absurd.
Diabolical.
I don't understand. They're like,
just for fun.
Well, it's for maintenance. And it's like,
they're like, you guys, we're going to do a hilarious thing. We're going to see how much confusion we can create today.
I can't conceive of what maintenance would be necessary. It has to be something with the urinals.
Yeah.
But like, why would that just put a sign say don't use the urinals today or how? I don't get it.
No, I don't get it either. But this woman, I'm going back and forth between supersets, and that is a standard fucking thing. Okay, you could use 2 machines at once. That's not crazy.
Yeah.
Anybody who works out knows this, right? And this woman comes over. She doesn't say anything. It's an older woman, short Jewish lady. She comes over. She grabs my towel and she just flings it on the floor and sits down and starts working out. And I was like, Miss, I'm doing supersets. She doesn't know what supersets are. She thinks I'm being obnoxious. And she's like, so? And I was like, well, I mean, do you want to work in with me? She's like, no. And she just stole the machine from me, and I had to wait for her to be done.
Nice.
And I couldn't yell at her. All I wanted to do was fucking yell and curse this woman out, but I was already banned from Equinox, so I can't yell at fucking old women at Lifetime now.
You can't get banned from Lifetime, dude.
There's no other good gym.
Yeah, that's it. That's the last one.
I just have to take it on the chin. There was a guy playing fetch with his dog at the Lifetime in Austin. Mm-hmm. He had a special needs dog or whatever they call it.
That's the kind of Austin shit I hate.
Yeah, I hate
dude, it was crazy. Yeah. It was nuts.
I have a veteran dog. This dog was in Iraq, and I bring it to the gym, and I fuck things up in the gym.
Dude, he was taking like...
You should have beat the shit out of that dog.
Dude, he was throwing it across the gym floor, and other Austin fags are like, oh, hey, cool, we're just cool with this.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I pull out my phone, I start filming it like a Karen, I post it to social media. People hate... I got so much hate for posting this video. I thought people were going to be like, yeah, that's crazy, right? And oh, my God. But I almost didn't film it because I thought they were going to probably ban me from the gym if I posted a video complaining about the gym. So like my instinct to be a Karen took over. I was like, no, everyone has to see this.
Have you been to the Lifetime in Orange County?
No.
It's awesome.
Is it great?
The gym itself is like, the facility isn't, it's just the approach you go up. It's like going on that space station from Elysium.
Mm.
Yeah.
I don't remember Elysium.
Okay, well.
Is that Matt Damon?
Yeah, next time you do the Brea or the Irvine Improv, check out the Lifetime.
I'll go, I like Lifetime. They just let 12-year-old kids there. That's the problem. It's the only problem,
yeah.
Me and Lemaire almost just started working out.
That's a problem?
Yeah, 12-year-old children.
I haven't seen that.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That's why I go to the Y. All the kids you can fuck.
Mm-hmm.
People see you at the gym. People see you at the gym and they go, why? Let's real quick, let's do plugs. We're fucking trucking here. What a show so far, guys. We're fucking crushing. There we go. Lemaire, Lee, what are you plugging, my friend?
Yes, please come see me at the Philly Helium January 16th, this Thursday, and Emmaus Theater January 19th. Please come to the Emmaus.
Emmaus is sick, dude. That's such a cool place. Yeah. I love that fucking place. I love the people that own it.
Motherfucking Bob, right?
Yeah. It's fucking sick, dude.
Panties in the Mouth Podcast, PITM.
All right.
Nick, what are you plugging?
Nothing. I guess you could check out Year of the Dragon. Some
great
video,
special.
A video I put out four, 5 years ago. No, I don't got anything going on.
You're not touring?
Nah, I haven't put anything on the calendar for this year.
Okay.
I gotta make sure that I, like, all the personal stuff I want to do, I plan now in January.
Yeah.
Because I try to do it at the time.
Yeah.
And it's like I've already filled the calendar up.
It's a pain in the ass.
So I'm holding off on everything until I know.
Zach Amico.
My movie Shakespeare's Shitstorm is finally coming to streaming. It'll be on the Troma Now app on the 18th. That's watch.troma.com. First month is free. And I'll be in Worcester, Massachusetts, February 14th and 15th for Juggalo Weekend with Juggalo Championship Wrestling.
Is that at the Berkshires?
I'm not sure where. Oh. It's two different.
Oh, Western Worcester. Massachusetts.
Worcester.
Worcester. Oh, Worcester, Mass. I thought you said Western Massachusetts.
Worcester rules, dude. Let's see. Come see me live on the road. The Bring Five Friends Tour coming to a city near you. Shout out to fucking Chicago. Lots of people bringing five friends. Lots of people saying, dude, I brought 10. Dude, that's, I love you guys. Thank you so much for bringing friends out. You guys are the absolute best. This Thursday, I'll be at the Royal Theater, Thousand Islands in Gananoque, Ontario, Canada. Tickets are moving fast for that one. Montreal this weekend, Friday and Saturday. Tickets are not moving fast.
Montreal.
I cannot sell tickets in Montreal, apparently. I do well everywhere in Canada except for Montreal. So come the fuck out. Ottawa is already sold out this Sunday, but you guys can drive to Montreal. It's just 2 hours away. It's a different, you know, different language province. And different everything. Is it a province? I don't even know what it is.
We were surprised by that. When we toured Canada, the ticket sales in Montreal were absolute
dog shit, dude.
And Toronto was great.
Toronto is great. Gananoque is great. I sold that. I never sell out shows in advance. A week in advance, I sold out Ottawa. The only reason I'm not adding a second show is because I'm forcing everybody to drive from Ottawa to Montreal. Next weekend, I'll be in North Charleston, South Carolina, Naples, Florida. And unfortunately, guys, they already took it off the site. Yeah, I was supposed to be in St. Catharines at the end of the month in Canada, but they fucking booked me the same weekend. My son's going to be in Finding Nemo in a school play. And I'm not. Yeah,
you gotta watch it.
I gotta go see Finding Nemo.
Who is he?
He's playing a shark.
Oh, that's a good role. He's Bruce.
Yeah, yeah. He's a shark, and he's great. He loves it, dude. He's a real homo when it comes to that stuff. So yeah, come see me. Then I'm gonna be in. Pull it back up, Shannon. I'm gonna be in Rumors in Winnipeg and a lot more. It's not on the site yet, but I did add Salt Lake City, Utah for February as well. So come and get tickets for those as soon as they go up. I'm gonna be in Salt Lake City. Check out all the other pods that I do. The Regs. Story Wars, and obviously the legendary Legion of Skanks. And if you guys really love hearing me talk, I do a solo podcast just for people on my mailing list. Go to lewisofskanks.com, subscribe to my mailing list. I do a newsletter every Friday with all inside information about Skankfest, Gas Digital, and everything else that's going on in my career. And I do a solo podcast, 45 minutes to an hour, where I just talk shit about what's going on in my life in a little bit more of a serious tone. But yeah, that's that, man. Check out, obviously, subscribe to Gas Digital. Do all that stuff. Shout out to everyone in the Racist live chat right now. Everyone's very happy. Let's see. Aspersion Caster said, Shark from Nemo and Crab from Little Mermaid. James loves ocean-based theater. That is true.
Damn, dude. Is your boy a theater boy?
He's a theater boy, yeah. Yeah. No, it's fine.
Ignorant question. Is Finding Nemo a musical?
Yeah.
They just turned it to a musical.
They turned everything into a musical. Yeah, yeah. All the Disney films.
That's smart. Seeing the success of Wicked, I wanted to, like, what's the straight guy version of that? And I think it's a musical about Titanic, but from the perspective of Cal. He's Billy Zane.
Yeah, I was going to say that's Billy Zane. Yeah.
Yeah, so we find out, like, why he hates this person.
Yeah, she's a cunt, first of all.
Kind of. I mean, you can see where the path to get there. It's like,
yeah, if you're Billy Zane's character, this fucking slut just leaves you to go fuck a pauper on the lower level of the ship.
Yeah, you paid so much for your tickets.
Yeah.
And she's fucking some Irish?
Well, I would like to do it where we find out that it's like, it's not just Jack. There's like nine guys on the ship. And she's doing this with all of them, and he's like, you know, upset about it.
But also, isn't that why people get on cruise ships?
No. I don't think so.
Like, at the time, it was to travel.
It's, yeah, they want to meet people from true TV shows. They want a chance to...
Dude, fucking... she really was like such a bitch. First of all, she takes like a $10 million diamond and just throws it into the ocean for no reason. Mm-hmm. Like, what an entitled fucking bitch. And then Jack, at the end, she just lets him freeze to death and die when there's plenty of room left on that door or whatever she was floating on.
Yeah.
She let him die because she had to go back to her husband.
Yeah.
But she doesn't go back to the husband.
Do we know that?
She doesn't go back to the husband.
Does he die?
No, he doesn't die. At the end of the movie, she's sitting like on where, you know, wherever they have all their survivors. And you see Cal walking around looking
for her. She hides.
Yeah, she puts the
thing. Yeah, she has a hat just like that.
And then she has a different husband that she marries at some point, who's the grandfather of the young woman who's hearing the story with the crew of that ship that went there to go find the diamond specifically.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That crew, I wish they would have fucking just imploded like that other Titanic submarine. Yeah, dude.
Oh, I forgot about that. What an awful story.
Well, I mean, it's kind of a great way. I'd rather that than be fucking killed by a drone. Just immediately just be imploded. I think it's a quick death.
Yeah, not me. I would prefer not to get imploded. Crushed under the ocean.
That's literally the number one way I wish I would die.
Implosion?
Yeah. Implosion while I'm looking at the Titanic. How cool would that be?
They didn't get to see the Titanic.
They didn't get all the way down there, no.
How much warning do you think they had?
They didn't have much. It was probably like some creaks, and they were like, what the fuck is...
Yeah.
And then it was like instant?
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah, because they thought they were like running out of air for days, but it turns out they just imploded like a day before that. Mm-hmm. Like everyone had all this hope.
Yeah, no, there was no hope.
Hope Diamond?
There was no hope.
Was it the Hope Diamond? That's
hope
what it was
Diamond?
Called?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that bitch sucked. And then also when they showed her she was older, dude, I feel bad for women, dude. Guys don't get like varicose veiny the same way that women do. She was all fucked up. Old,
Well, I think she's supposed to be like 90 years old.
My aunt's 90 years old. She looks good. My aunt is hotter now than that old woman was. Show old, whatever her name was.
Rose.
Old bitch.
Old Rose. My son's mother showed him Titanic like 2 or 3 years ago, and she's just like, yeah, look at this old bitch. And he, like, she has a problem with me showing him, like, you know, just like...
boat movies, because she doesn't want to encourage more seafaring. More
she loves the ocean.
More seafaring.
Hey, chill, bro.
Yeah.
Chill, bro. Dude,
you should have done that one. What's everybody picking up the slack for you today, Zach? Come on.
Dude, fucking no. I tried to show him like Mortal Kombat, which is like, you know, it's a pretty violent movie, the new Mortal Kombat.
Yeah. There's a new one.
Silly violent.
You got to show him the 1995
The 1995 one sucked. There's 95, the 94 Street Fighter.
Yeah, but it was awesome when you were a kid.
Yeah, it was great. You wanted to... You know,
those were $600 sunglasses, asshole.
is that a quote? I don't remember it that much.
Johnny Cage.
I remember the Street Fighter movie a lot, and I remember they had Jean-Claude Van Damme play Guile, the American with a French. Oh, it made me so mad.
Yeah.
Even as a kid, I was like, this isn't right. You know? And my mom, the night that we went to see that, it was opening, or the day after opening, it opened on December 23rd, 1994. We went to go see it on Christmas Eve. The next night, and we got into a car accident. My mom T-boned a minivan of Jews.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember my mom was so anti-Semitic. She was so mad. She still blamed that.
She should have been happy.
She was No, she thought the Jews like literally fucking drove in front of her on purpose to like fuck her and total her fucking 1989 Ford Topaz.
I have an idea. What if we all die and we get killed by Mexican lady with no money? I mean...
She really had this theory that they were trying to sue her, and they somehow got in front of her, even though she's fucking passing out on heroin
in the front seat.
Oh, fuck me, dude.
These fucking Jews, they want to take my money.
Look at the woman sleeping in the passenger seat. Mm-hmm. Let's crash into her sideways and say it was her fault.
I had a lucid dream for the first time in my entire life. Mm. I was able to control my dream. First time ever.
I believe you.
Have you ever lucid dreamed?
Yeah.
What'd you do when you lucid dreamt?
I was just flying.
It's the hackiest thing to do, and that's exactly what I did. Mm-hmm. It's the hackiest. So I was backstage at like a big comedy show, like a big theater show.
So you're like, I'm dreaming.
It was sold out. I was like, wake me up.
This can't be real.
That's how I realized I was dreaming. And Jeremy Piven was about to go on stage.
All right, now, yeah, this makes sense.
Yeah, and he gave me the cold. I was like, oh, good luck, Jeremy Piven. And he gave me the cold shoulder and like ignored me. And I was like, yo, fuck you. And I was standing next to Greg Giraldo. And Greg Giraldo was like 7 feet tall. Mm-hmm. And I was like, Greg Giraldo, what a fucking asshole, right? And he's like, yeah, I know, right? And then I was like, wait a minute, Greg Giraldo is dead. He's not 7 feet tall. And then I realized I was dreaming. I was like, holy shit, I'm in a fucking dream. This is wild. And then I was like, yo, I need to fly. This is the first hacky fucking thing. I was like, dude, I gotta fly right now. Yeah. And I went outside, or I ended up just being outside automatically, like you're in a fucking dream, right?
Well, you were at a comedy club, so flying was not the first hacky thing you had done.
So, dude, I started running, and I tried to, like, catch air, and I couldn't. At first, I couldn't, like, get up, and then I did it again, and I fucking, I took off. And then I like went up to like the like almost like the stars, and I was trying to get down. I was like going up through the clouds, and I couldn't like angle myself down. So then I turned on my back and I started free falling. Then I turned back over and I fucking caught wind again. It was awesome.
Yeah,
it was the best.
Yeah,
it was great. Have you ever
you gave yourself flying squirrel power?
I did. Well, it was like Mario the. Yeah. We gotta like fucking keep on pressing the button.
Yeah.
Have you ever lucid dreamt, Nick?
I don't know. I mean, I've had flying dreams, and those are cool.
But were you conscious that you were dreaming, and were you like in control of the flying and where you went?
I don't think
that?
I've ever had a dream where I realized I was dreaming. I've had that happen, and then I wake up where I'm like, oh, I'm just asleep, and then I'll wake up.
And you try to go back to sleep and fly again.
Yeah, no, but well, the flying, I mean, I've had dreams where I can fly, but I don't think I knew I was dreaming.
Right. I've never, Zach, have you lucid dreamt before?
Yeah, I have.
Really? What did you do in your dream?
I happened to me when I was a kid, and I turned all the people I didn't like into rats.
Wow.
I gave myself magical powers. Damn, dude, I turned people I didn't like into rats.
That's fucking cool, dude.
That's cool. I wish, and then I tried to go back to sleep, and yeah. I immediately started thinking about the two like waitresses from Kill Tony. I was like, threesome with those bitches. And I couldn't get back to sleep and have a threesome with them.
Heidi,
and then what's her name?
Is it Val?
Get in the car, Val. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was like, let me fucking just bang them both in my dream. Yeah. How sick would that be?
Yeah.
That's the way guys think.
You're
like,
just getting mouth fucked by Tony. Be careful what you wish for, Lewis.
Oh, fuck, dude.
Every time I always like, after I'm done flying, once I start to fall, I'm like, oh no. And then I just wake up.
And so do the people on the ground.
Yeah. Have you done it a lot? Have you lucid dreamed?
No, I don't like change it. Like, you know, there's when you're dreaming, you're in the dream. And I'm like, oh, I'm dreaming. And I just stay in it. I just
you
like
stay
live
in
the
it.
Dream. Yeah, I don't change anything usually, unless it's scary.
I dream so much now that I'm not smoking weed.
Yeah.
So much. And it's always like every dream is that I have to either go somewhere or do something that I can't get to.
Yeah.
Every fucking dream. And it's just this like anxious feeling that I have constantly.
Lamar, when you fly in your dreams, do you still go after Dorothy and her friends, or do you just do your own thing?
I'm more of a blender guy. Like, what's her name? Elphaba? I love Elphaba.
Elphaba, the bald bitch.
She's green.
I fucking hate that movie, dude.
She's not bald. She's green.
She's, dude, those, I didn't watch it yet.
Did you guys watch The Substance?
Not yet.
I tried to watch it.
I tried to watch it, but I accidentally went too hard on the exercise bike and started throwing up. I'm gonna go lay down on the floor of the bathroom.
Is that the movie?
I think so. I don't know.
That's in the movie.
I saw the first 15 minutes.
I fall asleep on movies all the time. I watch the first 15, 20 minutes, and then I just like was out of it. It was kind of weird.
It's a big girl movie. It sucks, though.
It's a girl movie.
It's a for sure girl movie.
Yeah.
Randy Quaid is like the coolest guy in the whole movie.
Well, just the scene where he's like eating the shrimp.
Yeah.
Like, it's fucking. I get it. It's shot cool. It's supposed to make you feel uncomfortable, but I don't really want to be uncomfortable while I'm watching a movie.
Yeah.
That's a sign of fucking like privilege when you have some fucking. It is a chick movie. Yeah. So some dumb bitch being like, ooh, let's make ourselves uncomfortable now.
Who was the director that got accused of jerking off while he ate shrimp?
All of them.
Brett Ratner?
Maybe.
I think it was Brett Ratner. It was one of the guys who made one of the X-Men movies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He was eating shrimp and masturbating.
Yeah.
Well, he met with some actress.
Dude, what a cool way to give a job out.
I was thinking about it the other day. Probably the funniest type of me, too, is like, because it's only the old guys that do it, like inviting someone into your room and your robe is open. It's like the fun where it's just like casually, oh, I forgot to tie my robe.
Whoops.
But it's like a trick they all learned back in the 40s.
Yeah.
You know, but like Charlie Rose did it. And
I did that to my great grandma Rose's when I was like maybe 11. My son, I was had to be my son's age.
Mm-hmm. Your great grandma Rose from Titanic.
Dude, she had a Haitian caretaker that would come over to the house. And what I would do is I would lie down and I would like be in my shorts and my dick would get hard and I would let it like fall out of my pants, but I would pretend that I was asleep and I would just have her look at my dick and she would just fucking clean around me and like not say anything.
dude. Yes. That's
this poor Haitian woman who was working for like literally nothing. This was like a state appointed like person.
That's my new thing on porn. It's like a just like a
oh, is it the guys
children
jerk off
sexually the harassing?
They wait for the hotel maid to come in.
No.
12-year-old boy showing penis to Haitian house cleaner.
That's why I go to the dark one. Dude, it's like this guy. He finds hot girls in the market in the grocery. Then he beats off next to them, and they're like, "Ooh, that's pretty nice."
Yeah,
so this guy does that in his car too, right?
Yeah, same guy.
Yeah,
I think it's the same guy.
Why'd you get mad at me on the internet recently?
What, with Jordana Grace?
Yeah. So this stupid bitch.
She's not a stupid bitch.
There's
dude.
A pro wrestler.
She'd rip you in half. Honestly,
first of all, dude, I don't fucking do pro wrestling. I'll fucking actually punch this bitch in her fucking mouth.
Dude.
Okay.
She'd be like, whoa.
No way, dude.
This chick is ripped.
I don't care how ripped she is, dude. I'll fucking rip her in half.
They call her the Juggernaut, dude.
Pull her up. Who is she?
Jordan Grace.
Yeah,
former TNA Women's Champion.
So she posts this thing about her dog, and I guess
eating her edible.
She looks like Shannon. Super producer Shannon.
Oh, this is the Shannon that shows up to fucking Revenge Lewis, like Jennifer Lopez. She's been training.
Yeah.
So enough. She posts this video of her dog like all fucked up and high. And she's like, oh, my dog got into my stash. Ha, 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 ha. She was like, I thought she was dying. But then the vet said that she just got into my stash.
Yeah.
And it's like, literally everyone was like, you fucking idiot. I was like, you're not supposed to keep your weed in like, you know, reach of your fucking
in
pets.
A Kong.
Or why is she putting weed gummies in a Kong?
Yeah, the dog will never get it in the Kong. I've seen it try.
You know, the weed gummies in one of those dishes that is so the dog it takes a long time to eat the food.
Yeah.
It's like a puzzle that they have to eat.
It's a treat.
I'm gonna start putting my food in a Kong.
It's a great way to control the way you
probably,
eat.
Probably, yeah. Definitely.
It's a pain in the ass, dude.
Yeah.
Out of a Kong?
If you put a Reese's Mini in the middle of that Kong, just lick it. I mean, come on. Come on. It really is torture. I don't know why. People are like, oh, the dog loves it.
No, the dog just
loves being frustrated. There's nothing that dog loves more than spending an hour and a half trying to get a tablespoon of cheese.
Dude, so pull up, see if you can find the video of the dog or the pictures of the. Was it video or pictures that she put up?
She posted a picture, I think.
And the dog was like cross-eyed.
Yeah.
The dog looked so high; its tongue was hanging out on one side, and everyone
was
just like,
"I thought my dog was gonna die."
And then she like made up this elaborate story about how the dog. She was like, no, he actually jumped up on the counter and opened the cabinets and got it out of. It's like that didn't happen. This bitch left her.
This is a video.
Yeah, look at this high-ass dog, dude.
That's my posture this entire show. I keep seeing myself, and I'm like, the fuck is wrong with my shoulders, dude?
Like, shit.
Do I have spina bifida? What the fuck is wrong with my shitty body?
Oh, shit, dude.
He was having a panic attack, dude. He was like, I can't.
Yeah, so then I just tweeted at her, like, just to be a fucking troll, and I was like, you stupid bitch. Fucking, this is why you shouldn't have a dog or something. I don't know what I did.
Man,
and then you had to get her back, dude. You chimed in. You're like, don't you dare. Not my girl.
Yeah, don't talk to Jordana Grace like that, dude. You can't talk to her like that. She's the juggernaut, dude.
And you loved her.
More like not for me. If there's a choice, I'd say not.
Can I get one more black coffee, please?
She lives in Austin, too. I didn't know.
Oh, does she?
Yeah.
See, maybe that was why
you've never had an animal steal your meat?
I've never had an animal steal my drugs.
Your edibles? No?
No. Well, first of all, when I had a dog, that was before there was like edibles. I mean, I guess sport
Do you have Cornbread Hemp as a sponsor?
Cornbread Hemp?
No.
It's a gummy company, but they have cornbread.
They have cornbread. I'm sure it's delicious.
Yeah, it's a cornbread gummy. And initially, the idea sounded...
Racist.
I'm not doing
a little racist.
Yeah. I'm not doing a...
Thank you. You said cornbread. She came in right away.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Here we go.
I don't know.
It's on her bucket list.
I don't really do edibles, but every time I think about it, I'm like, fuck, I want some goddamn cornbread.
Cornbread hemp.
Yeah.
I stopped getting high, but...
Why? Panic attacks?
No, I was just fucking walking around like I was underwater all the time.
It stopped doing anything for me.
I was acting like my gay son.
Anytime I've like smoked weed or gotten high as a after the age of 25, it's like, okay, I'm high now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's it. It was almost like just slowing myself down.
Yeah.
And I just feel like fucking sharper and better, you know.
Weed aged for me exactly like Family Guy.
Yeah.
Where Family Guy's still funny, but I'll sit there and be like, good job, Family Guy.
Yeah, I'm like, fine. That's well, it. Did South Park
when I was 13, Family Guy I was for everybody. Like, oh, those are problems. My eyes rolling back in my head. I'm laughing my ass.
Oh, yeah. We would rent Family Guy DVDs when me and Dave Smith were roommates, and it was just the funniest thing I'd ever seen.
Yeah.
And I tried to watch it recently with my son. I was like, this is just fucking terrible.
It's not terrible. It's still funny.
It's okay.
But, you know,
you know, Family Guy, when they showed you the formula, or when South Park showed you the formula of Family Guy, it ruined it for me because now that's all I could hear with every joke. I imagine the fucking manatees going over and grabbing the idea balls because it's just so random and stupid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, fuck, dude.
That reminds me of a time.
Yeah.
But it is funny.
It's fun. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Well, that's how I feel about weed.
Yeah, it's just fine. It's okay. Yeah, like Rick and Morty is a lot. Rick and Morty is great. They're really funny. And South Park is still pretty fucking great. South Park's awesome. I want to go to Denver and go to the restaurant they bought.
Casa Bonita.
Casa Bonita. Yeah. I want to bring my kid because my son loves South Park now.
Yeah.
So I want to bring him to Casa Bonita.
There's hope.
For a reason.
There's hope.
No, he's funny as fuck. He's got a great sense of humor. He loves Louis C.K. That's his favorite comic right now. He'll still tell you it's Gaffigan, but I know he laughs harder at Louis C.K.
Yeah.
Mm.
And he's like, he knows he can't hear certain things, so he'll like cover his ears when it gets like really dirty.
How old is he?
He's 12.
Dude, it might
be damn, your son's 12 now?
He's 12, yeah, dude.
Jesus
he's
5 foot Christ.
7. He's fucking tall as fuck.
He's taller than me.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'2".
You're not.
Yeah.
Maybe I show him season 1 of Louis now.
Hey, I don't know if he'd like the show Louis.
What?
I don't think I've ever watched Louis.
What?
I don't think I've ever watched Louis.
Oh, okay. I just think that
you're the one.
You have headphones on.
I didn't think I heard you. My bad, dude.
Shannon, we have a new contest submission, which is fine. We're doing this contest. I got to have a date to Colin Turrell's wedding, so girls are trying to win their opportunity to come hang out with a bunch of comedians and fucking maybe...
Why didn't I get an invite?
To Colin Turrell's wedding?
Yeah.
I don't know. Let's find out. You could join the contest.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
You know what, dude? Down the rod, dude.
The only contest I'll do is, remember when you used to, under Sprite?
Yeah.
Under the cap?
Yeah.
And it was 1 in 6, you'd win a free Sprite.
Free Sprite is all you needed.
Yeah, it's Russian roulette, basically.
Yeah.
Same odds. And I was winning.
I would win so
left
many,
and right.
So I was, many free Sprites.
It was amazing. That was a fucking awesome time to be alive.
And you drink it and you'd go grab another Sprite right away. Like, there you go.
Yeah.
How much do you think the store was? Were they given full reimbursement for that Sprite?
Yeah, I would imagine. Yeah.
How annoying is that? You're a fucking Indian guy. You're going to be like, oh, I have to go mail this in now. What are you going
to
do?
It would be pretty annoying to be an Indian guy.
Just in general. Like, I smell
fucking
like shit.
Indian.
I have to go mail this in.
And now on top of that, something about Sprite.
Ah, shit. So lewisandzach@gmail.com is the email address. We've had a couple contest submissions already. This is in June, Colin Turrell's wedding. You get a full airfare. You get your own hotel room. You don't have to have sex with me. It's not like that. It's not a weird fucking thing. This is just your opportunity to go to a wedding for Colin Turrell. We did one in the past. It was great. And Shannon, let's see. Who is this?
This is Allie.
Allie. Hot name. Hot name for a girl. Oh, okay.
This is Allie, and I would like to be considered for the
slow podcast. Down for a second.
I don't want to give out.
This bitch is a problem already.
Now, is that a picture of The Rock or is that like a...
It's actually The Rock. No.
Yeah.
This is, she's got a cardboard cut out of The Rock, a giant snake, a fireplace on the TV.
I think that's a Photoshop picture of The Rock in there.
No, I think it's a... No, it's like a cardboard cutout.
There's no... The wall shadow's weird.
I like her already. First of all, guys, she wins. Let's just say. She's the winner, Shannon.
She has a goofy nose and she looks crazy.
I like her.
Yeah,
Shannon, this is what you're going for. This is the aesthetic that you want.
Yeah, Shannon has bad taste, notoriously,
I
so
do,
you can't
true.
Listen to her.
That is true.
I'm just looking at The Rock.
She's got a giant snake. She's half naked in a bed. She's in front of a fireplace. This is great.
She's fully naked.
What is she covering with that sheet on under the fireplace? She's covering something. What is she hiding?
Does she have cheetah prints on her leg? Or is that her rest of her
arm? Oh, I hope it's a boner.
Oh, dude, if she's got a cock, how funny would that be?
Too much information because I'm afraid that your fans will find out where I live right away.
But I will say that I'm 26 years old.
Okay.
A few reasons why I think I'd be a really good wedding date.
Pause
is
it.
That I thrive in social.
She had an edit right there already. That's how dumb she is. She couldn't get through more than two sentences without needing to cut it.
Or maybe she's just trying to keep it short and sweet for you. Yeah.
Shannon, what do you, you know this girl or something? No, why are you on her side already?
I don't know. I like her.
You like her.
Go ahead. She got the fake plump lips. She got the plumpered lips.
Sorry. I can keep a conversation going. And I know my place as a woman, so I will never speak without being spoken to. I do think
fake titties.
Think those are fake titties?
Yeah.
They're not big enough to be fake.
They're fake.
Some good family.
They do micro implants now.
It could also just be a really tight sports bra.
Yes, so I would like to inquire about a micro implant for my penis. I'm looking to step up to about 3 1/4.
And I'm medium successful for my age, I would say. And I'm not like a weird exotic pet owner or anything. I'm also into health and fitness, so you don't have to worry about like a big fatty fatso showing up.
Yeah, you pieces of shit. She hates fat people. I love it.
Yeah, dumb cunt.
And obviously I'll address the elephant in the room. This is not a real fire. It's just YouTube.
Oh, I see.
So if you want to see more of me, I guess you'll just have to choose me over everyone else. And if you want to have the best night of your life, then just know that I like flying first class, but business is okay too.
Wow.
I hope to see you soon, Lewis.
Oh, I like her. I like her. She's a fucking...
She has good airplane seat taste. A lot of people say, you know what I like? Riding in economy.
I like being in the very back row.
I like being very back. I like to feel like I'm like Rosa Parks.
Dude, the amount of times that I've been in the back row, and you literally, you can't put the seat back even the 1 inch. It's kind of crazy that they wouldn't leave even the 1 inch for the back row. They want you to know that you're a piece of shit. Mm-hmm.
Lewis, can I find you a wife?
Please.
Because you've been trying, and it hasn't worked out.
It's not worked out because of me. It's not worked out because of them. They weren't fucking the right bitches.
Lewis, after a while, you just got to take a look at yourself.
Am I the common denominator? That is one of my names.
That's a cool name.
It's because I'm the common denominator.
The common denominator.
Yeah.
And you got like division cool. signs all over your suit. I'm trying to divide Batman. Or whatever. I don't know.
Algorithm.
Yeah, I'm going to algorithm. Yeah, the algorithm.
I'm the algorithm.
That's his name. That's like Edward Nygma. He's algorithm.
Algorithm. Oh, shit. Edward Nygma.
That was the bad guy in the new Space Jam movie was Algorithm.
Algorithm.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, it was nice. Don Cheadle was the algorithm.
Oh, nice. Yeah, no, she was fucking hot. They don't say where she's from, right? What's her name?
Allie?
Yep. How many...
She didn't want your fans doxing her.
Yeah.
How like
They'll do it anyway. All they need to do is they need to see a couple things in the room. They're going to be able to figure it out. This bitch shouldn't have given that much information.
She lives in a closet or New York City.
You think so? Why? Yeah. Why do you say that?
Because there was a bed and a TV against both walls.
Yeah, this bitch is acting like she's all high class and needs first class. You know, you got a fucking...
She's
yeah, but if she's from New York City, she wouldn't get a flight here.
It is crazy how some people can do that. They're like, oh yeah, look at the square door handle.
Yeah,
that's
no, that's a real thing that they do. They can take the part of the
that's
world.
Middlesex, Delaware, right there. Yeah. For sure, they only made door handles.
You know
that.
What's weird? There's like, oh, down south they only use Samsung TVs. Up here, it's more LGs. Like it's kind of like,
what? That's not. There's no way that's true.
What kind of TV is that?
TCL.
Oh, that's cheap. That's a Walmart Jones.
It's just a fucking, you know.
It's LG. It's an LG.
Is it an LG? No, it's
no.
TC.
It's a Roku TV.
Yeah, no, I mean, look, she's pretty hot. She seems fun and sweet.
You didn't get to see her cunt, so she's disqualified.
Come on, dude. Why do you got to be such a fucking pig?
I thought that's what you said it is.
It's a cunt test. Oh, you're right, actually. Yeah, ladies, you have to show me pictures of your cunt, and then I'll decide.
This is just the first. This is just the first video.
This is the first round. You're right. Round two is going to be pictures of their cunts.
Oh, okay.
Dude, calling it
I didn't know Colin was getting married.
Colin's getting married, yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah. I didn't know. I couldn't. I mean, I don't want to. Good for him. Congratulations.
Yeah.
I didn't know he had even relationships.
Yeah, you know, he doesn't really bring her around much.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's a sweet girl, though. I met her a couple times.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's fun.
Colin's Irish.
Man. No, she's American.
Ugh.
Yeah. Well, you, American over Irish. You ever seen an Irish woman? Yeah.
Dude, some of them are babes, dude. I love the red hair, bro.
It would be nice if he was marrying a girl version of him.
Yeah. It's a shitty accent. It's a, you know, that part of the world does not produce many hot women. They're too freckly, too pale.
Dude, that's the shit I like, though.
You like a freckly pale bitch?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. I like to see their blood move through their veins.
Yeah, they're all blue. Mm-hmm. You see, like, the blue veins in their fucking stomach.
Are we going to get Greenland? Is that ours soon?
I don't know. They're trying to take Canada, right? Is Trump just trolling?
But if we take, I might want a piece of that. People are like, oh, this crazy fuck wants to take Greenland. That's the one thing where so far where I'm like, that would be pretty cool, actually.
You heard when we were a kid that Greenland is icy and Iceland's
right,
green.
It is, but
is that true?
There's areas around the like coast. I would love if you didn't have to get I don't know how international travel works.
A passport?
Whatever the fuck you need. If I could just go to Greenland, whatever the fuck is there, because it's way up there, you know?
I don't know anything
it's
about
like going to the North Pole.
I think Trump's doing it for conquest, but the reasons he's doing it is because he's just already we already take care of most of their security. We're already paying for them to exist. So
but is that a real thing? Is it a real conversation? Because I don't pay attention to politics at all, but it's an actual real conversation. Yeah. Like he's trying to take Canada.
He's trying to buy Greenland from the Danish government.
Oh, Greenland.
Yeah.
Oh.
And Canada, he's like, we already help you guys. You guys should fucking just join us.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not trying to take them, but whoever's after Trudeau might be an American implant, you know?
I think so.
A micro implant. Since you said that, I've been very interested about these micro penis implants.
All right. We're going to wrap this. This has been fun. Such a fun show. You guys are the fucking best. Go support LeMaire.
You got to plug your coffee.
No, not yet.
Oh, sorry.
We don't talk about it yet. It's all behind the scenes. All
right,
friend.
Sorry.
No, it's all good.
Sorry.
You guys
the show is brought to you by coffee. A black lady brings it to you three times an episode.
Yeah. He's like, I got an idea for a coffee, but it's made so it's perfect for putting your donut in. And it's called Dunkin' Coffee.
Holy shit.
And no one's thought of it before. But the best part is Indian employees.
You guys are the best. Thank you guys for watching. We're back this whole week. A lot of fun new guests on the show. Now that I've relieved Shannon of her solo booking duties.
We got Hawk Tua coming up.
We should get this bitch coming up.
Haley?
Yeah.
I've got a real bone to pick with Hawk Tua.
I got a boner to pick with her.
Well, that's my problem.
What's the problem?
I don't think you should be able to get famous for sucking dick.
Yeah.
And then never do it.
Yeah, she should just, dude. That should be her podcast. When she said the Hawk Tua podcast was coming, I was like, it's just her blowing
a
different guy.
You can be famous for sucking dick, but you can't just be in a video where you're like, I'm the best at sucking dick. And then they give you millions of dollars, and then people are like, wait a minute.
I'm surprised no guy has come forward to review it.
Right, she should get canceled.
Well, you know the first.
There should be a man that's like, I have to say something.
Yeah. She should get cancer, actually.
Yeah,
the first two
mouth cancer. I wouldn't go that far.
The first episodes of her podcast were her trying to find Pookie, who's her boyfriend. And now she has to suck Pookie.
Who's Pookie?
Her boyfriend.
Oh, so she was like, she did a contest.
Yeah, she did a contest to find Pookie. Now she has to suck Pookie.
Yeah, she has a very interesting voice.
Yeah, no, she's talentless. And
aren't we all?
Then she did a fucking...
It's not like we're...
She did a crypto rug pull. I really wanted to watch her actually go to jail for that, but I don't think there's any
it
laws.
It is. There, by the there's grace no of God, go you with the crypto rug pull.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's just someone here stopped you from doing that.
There's, what, doing crypto?
Oh, for sure. There's no way you were...
No, people tried to get me to do a coin forever, and I don't know enough about it to do something like that. But if you have an idea, we can talk.
Dude, you do the New Orleans Skank Fest. You can only buy stuff with Skank Coin.
I'm excited about that. I'm glad it's in New Orleans.
Hell yeah, dude. We're going to fucking have a blast, even though nobody's been announced yet.
No more shitty Vegas.
So maybe you know, ixnay on the fucking announcements, Nick.
What does that mean?
We haven't announced anybody on Skank Fest yet, so who knows who's going to be there?
I didn't say anybody was going to be there.
No, I know.
I heard Dave Chappelle was going to be there.
Listen.
Now he's doing it. Yell at him, not me.
also, guys, couple things. Yes, Skankfest presale, January 29th, 1 p.m. Eastern. You get your presale tickets. It'll include the kickoff party. The only way to get into the kickoff party is to get those presale tickets. And you get a discount on the actual weekend in general. So it's you get more for less, which is an incredible deal. And also, I'm filming a new special in July, July 12th, in Tampa, Florida, at Side Splitters. I'm very excited. I've been working very hard on it.
You're going to say no, and there's no way to do it, I think, but you should do a secret illegal show at the abandoned Six Flags for Skanks.
Where's the abandoned Six Flags?
There's an abandoned Six Flags in the Ninth Ward. Mm-hmm. I went there, this is like 11, 13 years ago at this point, maybe. Yeah. But it was destroyed during Katrina, and because Six Flags had opened the park like maybe 8 years prior, they had a 75-year lease with the city.
Oh, no.
So after the hurricane, the park, they go in, and it's totaled. And Six Flags tried to get out of their lease, and New Orleans was like, no, we need the fucking money. They're like, great, enjoy your fucking eyesore. And they never did. They never rebuilt the park. They never did anything. So it's just this giant, and we went in, I forget, it was another festival that was in, but I went in, me and Adam, and then some other people, we went into the park, and like, you can go.
You can just walk in?
You can go. It's one of the coolest things I've ever done. It's like Silent Hill.
Yeah. That's cool. That's really cool.
Yeah, I climbed up to the top of a roller coaster.
What?
Yeah, it's just like you can just climbing all up that shit. It
that's
was awesome.
It's being horrified by nature.
Yeah, I put this girl on that, you know, the boat that goes this way, and I got enough fucking momentum going. I would just go back and forth, and I had her like fucking, you know.
Oh shit, dude.
Yeah, it was awesome.
That is fun. Maybe we will. All right, you guys are the best, guys. Thank you for watching. We'll check you on Wednesday with Dan Soder and Colin Turrell. Speaking of Colin, all right. Until then, good night. Send Zach back. When they making noise.